Gopijanavallabha Girivadhari Gopijanavallabha Girivadhari Sauranandana Prajajanaranjana Sauranandana Prajajanaranjana Samunatira Vanachari Jamunatira Banachari Jayaratha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayaratha Madhava Gopi Janavallabha Girivadhari Gopi Janavallabha Girivadhari Sasodanandana Prajajanaranjana Sasodanandana Prajajanaranjana Jamunatira Vanachari Jamunatira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayam Vishnu Padma Sahara Raja Pacharya Staparsa Tashishi Bhagavad Langers AC Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jaya Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jaya Nitai Gaur Premananda All glories assembled to devotees, all glories assembled to devotees, all glories assembled to devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Vedanta. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Reading, continuing Saturday studies of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, reading Madhya Lila chapter 11, entitled The Veda Kirtan Pastimes. Today we are reading texts 6 through 8. So first two verses we can read together. Text number 6. Karne hasta diya prabhu smare narayan sarvabhoma kaha kena ayoga vachanan. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this proposal, he immediately covered his ears with his hands and said, My dear Sarvabhoma, why are you requesting such an undesirable thing from me? Oh, well, I think we have to go back one verse, don't we? Let's go back one verse. Text number 5. Sarvabhoma kahe e prataparudrarai utkanta hayache tamanudibare chai. Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya said, There is a king named Prataparudrarai. He is very anxious to meet you, and he wants your permission. Then today, as soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this proposal, he immediately covered his ears with his hands and said, My dear Sarvabhauma, why are you requesting such an undesirable thing from me? Text number 7. Virakta sanyasi amara raja darshan sri darshana sama vishera bhakshan. Since I am in the renounced order, it is as dangerous for me to meet a king as to meet a woman. They are both just like drinking poison. Text number 8. responsibly. Famous verse here. Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanon Mukasya. Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanon Mukasya. Param param jigamishur bhavasagarasya. Param param jigamishur bhavasagarasya. Sandarshanam vishayinam atayoshitam cha. Sandarshanam vishayinam atayoshitam cha. Ahanta hanta vishabhakshanato pyasadu. Ahanta hanta vishabhakshanato pyasadu. Nishkinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanon Mukasya. Param param jigamishur bhavasagarasya. Sandarshanam vishayinam atayoshitam cha. Ahanta hanta vishabhakshanatopya sadhu. Nishkinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajanon Mukasya. Ladies, Niskinchanasya. Of a person who has completely detached himself from material enjoyment. Bhagavat, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhajan, in serving. Unmukasya, who is eager to be engaged. Aram, to the other side. Param, distant. Jigamisho, who is desiring to go. Bhavasagarasya, of the ocean of material existence. Sandarshanam, the seeing. For some material purpose. Vishayinam, of persons engaged in material activities. Atha, as well as. Yoshitam, of women. Cha, also. Ha, alas. Hunta hunta, expression of great lamentation. Vishabhakshanata, then the act of drinking poison. Api, even. Asadu, more abominable. Translation, purport based to English. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Greatly lamenting, the Lord then informed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Alas, for a person who is seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motives, seeing a materialist engaged in sense gratification and seeing a woman who is similarly interested is more abominable than drinking poison willingly. Purport. This is a quotation from Chi Chaitanya Chandradayanatak, 8.23. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enunciates the principles for a sannyasi renouncing the material world for spiritual advancement. Spiritual advancement is not meant for magic shows and jugglery, but for crossing the material world and being transferred to the spiritual world. Param param jigamisho means desiring to go to the other side of the material world. There is a river called Vaitarani, and on one side of this river is the material world, and on the other side is the spiritual world. Since the Vaitarani River is compared to a great ocean, it is named Bhavasagara, the ocean of repeated birth and death. Spiritual life aims at stopping this repetition of birth and death and entering into the spiritual world where one can live eternally, cognizant and blissful. Unfortunately, the general populace does not know anything about spiritual life or the spiritual world. The spiritual world is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita 8.20, paras tasmat tu bhavanyo vakto vyaktat sanatana yasa sarveshu bhuteshu nasyatsu na vinashyati. Yet there is another nature which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme and is never annihilated. When all in this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is. Thus there is a spiritual nature beyond this material world, and that spiritual nature exists eternally. Spiritual advancement means stopping material activities and entering into spiritual activities. This is the process of bhakti yoga. In the material world, the via media for sense gratification is mainly a woman. One who is seriously interested in spiritual life should strictly avoid women. A sannyasi should never see a man or a woman for material benefit. In addition, talks with materialistic men and women are also dangerous, and they are compared to drinking poison. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict on this point. He therefore refused to see King Pratihara, who was naturally always engaged in political and economic affairs. The Lord even refused to see the king despite the request of a personality like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the Lord's intimate friend and devotee. Om Agyanatimanandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurvimilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupakaramayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarne Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhivyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Alas, for a person who is seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motives, seeing a materialist engaged in sense gratification and seeing a woman who is similarly interested in his is more abominable than drinking poison willingly. Very important verse, very instructive about association. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very attached to his associates and a great personality, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He was very dear to him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened 7 days to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya explain Vedanta Sutra in an impersonalistic way. Very strange, and still he didn't want to accept the Lord's request that to meet this King Kratchaparuja. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's acting in this way for our benefit. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's actually stated in the Vedanta Sutra, Sangoyam Purusha, that the living entity, not even the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but even the living entity himself, has no actual connection with matter. Sangoyam Purusha. We have nothing actually to do with this material world, and what to speak of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because of our ignorance, that is the problem, is that we're ignorant of our real nature, this described here in the Bhagavad Gita verse that Srila Prabhupada quoted, Parastasmatki Bhavanyo Yaktos Vyaktat Sanatana, that there's another nature. We have this material nature manifested and unmanifested, Vyakto Vyaktat, that avyakto avyaktat, that becomes manifested and unmanifested, this material nature. Some other verses are there, that Bhagavad Gita explains all these things, that how this material world is temporary and miserable. Intelligent persons are not advised to take any type of pleasure in this material touch with the material senses and the sense objects. What is that? Yehi samsparsha jaboga dukkha yoni evate. That this material world means engaging material senses in their sense objects. And what does Bhagavad Gita say? Yehi samsparsha jaboga. This touching of the senses with their sense objects. Dukkha yoni evate. This is the cause of all misery in the material world. Material world, only fools will think that this material world is a happy place. That is actually a very nice statement that's there in the third canto about how the self-realized persons and the fully self-realized persons and the fools, they think that everything is very nice in this world. But those who are in between, they can understand that this world is a miserable place. And why is it miserable? Because repeated birth and death going on. No one wants these things. This is, again, Krishna's statement, janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha doshana darshanam, that one should actually, if someone has a little bit of knowledge, he should understand that miserable conditions of this world, janma mrityu jara vyadi, birth, death, old age, and disease. Nobody wants these things, but they're forced on one. Who wants to become old? There are many of us, we don't have too many young people here in the room. But actually, this is a situation that is forced on us, that this young person is becoming old also. You're thinking someone is young, someone is old, but actually Srila Prabhupada points out that old means that you're close to death. Who can say that they're not close to death? No one can say like that. So one has to associate with not like that, a materialist engaged in sense gratification, or a woman who is engaged in sense gratification. That is a statement of the Lord Chaitanya. He gave the instruction that that's the first qualification of a Vaishnava, satsanga tyage vaishnavachar. Srila Rupa Goswami, he elaborated on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions in his Upadeshamrita. Actually, it's very brief, also is only 11 verses, but he explains these things. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur very nicely elaborates on those instructions of Rupa Goswami, where Rupa Goswami explains that Atyahara Prayasas Cha Prajalpo Niyamagraha Janasangas Chaloyam Cha Janasanga and Volume Cha Sadvir Bhakti Vinashati. These things that are detrimental to devotional service, one of these things is Janasanga, because here we're talking about association. I thought this was very important. One should understand that one has to give up this bad association, because that is the whole problem in material world. We're associating with matter. Since time immemorial, we're associating with the three modes of material nature. What is that? Karanam gunasangasya sadasad janmayonishu. Because of our association with this material modes of nature, we're taking birth after birth in this material world. And according to that association, it's very scientific. It's not that something happens by accident or anything, but because we're associating, how we're associating with these modes of material nature, that determines our next birth and our body and our activities. So one has to be very careful about association. And the importance of association with devotees. I'll read something here from Janasanga. It says that the scriptures often state that without the association of the Lord's devotees, Bhakti Devi does not manifest in the heart. It is most necessary for sadhaks to associate with devotees. Therefore, in this context, the word Janasanga is understood to mean persons who are devoid of devotion. Actually, in the Rupa Goswami's the Upadeshamrita, he mentions that Janasanga means these are the things that destroy one's devotions, and then Sangha Tyaga is one thing that enhances one's devotion. Both things are there mentioned by him. And he says that this association, sangat sanjayate kama, that association, by association, he quotes that Bhagavad Gita verse. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says very clearly, sangat, that means from association, sanjayate, gives birth, what? Kama, one's desires. By association, one's desires are born. So he says that one should associate with devotees because what is that? Devotional service is performed by one who is pure. What's that Bhagavad Gita verse? Yes, thank you. Yesham tvantagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam. Taitlanda moha nirmukta bhajanti mam tridavrata, that one can engage in devotional service if he's bhajanti mam tridavrata, if he's free from all these bad association, bad sinful activities, actually, which results from bad association. So here, later on, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that every practicing devotee should know the various kinds of worldly people. Therefore, I am hereby most unwillingly enumerating these people. These worldly people are of seven kinds. One, mayavadis and atheists. Two, sense enjoyers. 3, those who are fond of sense enjoyers. 4, women. 5, womanizers. 6, the hypocritically devout, and 7, the ill-behaved, foolish ass outcasts. So he explains how one has to, the qualities of these different 7 categories. Of course, the Mayavadis, we all know, they do not accept the eternal name, form, qualities, and pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Ultimately, they want to become the Supreme themselves. That is the nature of Mayavadis and atheists. And of course, sense enjoyers, of course, then he explains, because here we have to mention this, that this says, do not associate with women. On the other hand, when a woman is engaged in sadhana bhakti, she should not associate with men. Association with the opposite sex is very inauspicious for the advancing devotee. There are 2 types of men and women. When a man and woman are married according to religious principles, there is no sin in their touching and talking with each other. Rather, this touching and talking is beneficial because of the scriptural sanction. There is, however, no provision for illusory activities other than the execution of reciprocal duties. So the point is that association with the opposite sex, that is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita also by Krishna. He says, dharma virudho kamosmi, that one who, what is that? Dharma virudho, that I am that sex life, which is engaged, not violating religious principles. So anyway, association with women can be, association with the opposite sex can be helpful if it is in, helps one to, if it facilitates one's devotional service. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives an example here of some association like that didn't facilitate one's devotional service, though, that of Ramanujacharya, whose wife insulted the wife of his guru, Mahapurna. Srila Ramanujacharya took initiation from this Mahapurna, and this Mahapurna and his wife were staying in the house of Ramanujacharya. They divided the house in 2, and then they were staying together. And one time, the 2, Mahapurna and Ramanujacharya, had gone out someplace, and the 2 women were going to get water from the well, and the water from the Mahapurna's wife went into the bucket of Ramanujacharya's wife, and she started chastising Mahapurna's wife that, oh, you think you're so great, you're, because we have taken initiation from you and your husband like that, but you know, my family is far superior family than yours. Like this is a jati buddhi. This caste consciousness was there. And she chastised Mahapurna's wife like this. So when Ramanujacharya, of course, when Mahapurna found out about this, he said, okay, we're going back to Sri Rangam. From Kanchi, they were going back to Sri Rangam. And they left like that. Ramanujacharya, he said, okay, he was lamenting what to do, and this Brahmin came up to him and he said that I went to get to your house to get some alms like that, but your wife denied me. She wouldn't give me anything, and she sent me away without any alms. So Ramanujacharya, he gave some letter to this Brahmin and sent him back to the house, saying that with a letter that to his wife, addressed from her father like that you should come home and prepare for some wedding like that. And this way she was very happy to receive this Brahmin. She fed him very nicely like that, and And she prepared to leave, go back to her house, to her parents' house like that. And this way, as soon as she left, Ramanujacharya took sannyas. So this is the point that, of course, now there's other examples I wanted to say, because I listened to Srila Prabhupada's lectures, and he gave a very nice example. Actually, I was trying to find it in the folio, I couldn't find it. He says, Eko Nari Brahmachari. I couldn't find it anywhere in folio. It says that one who has one wife, he's a brahmachari. He actually quoted like that. And he gave example, very nice example, the difference between how Srila Prabhupada, how Lord Chaitanya treated devotees who were engaged in Stri Sangha, you could say. He gave the example, of course, of Chota Haridas. Chota Haridas, he looked at some young lady, lustfully or not, we don't know. Sometimes different versions are there. But Lord Chaitanya rejected him from his association, because Chota Haridas was like in a renounced order of life, or at least he was not a grihastha, he was not married. And Lord Chaitanya rejected him from his association. But on the other hand, he gave the example of Shivananda Sen. One time all the wives of the devotees came from Bengal to Orissa, and he saw Shivananda Sen and his wife was pregnant. And he said, oh, your wife is pregnant. Shivananda Sen, yes. He says, oh, that's okay. So this is very nice, like this. The point is that Srila Prabhupada pointed out that the hypocrisy is not condoned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That Chota Haridas was renounced and he was associating with women, that was not appreciated by the Lord. Whereas the householder devotees, they have that facilities there. So here we're talking about actually of Maharaj Pratyaparudra. But association, of course, is of two kinds, favorable and unfavorable like that. So there's also a very nice unfavorable association is there in Srimad Bhagavatam, that most famous story of Ajamila, that he was born in a Brahmin family, very qualified like that. In the first chapter of the sixth canto, it says, Kanya kubje dvija kashchit dasi patir ajamila namna nashta sagacharo dasya samsarga dushita. That he says that, translation is that, in the city known as Kanya kubja, there was a Brahmana named Ajamila, who married a prostitute maidservant and lost all his brahminical qualities because of the association of that low-class woman. So association is very important. Bad association is there. I had one other example, at least, that Devananda Pandit, he was reciting one time Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srivas Thakur came there and listened. And Srivas Thakur, being a great devotee, when he heard some of the topics of Srimad Bhagavatam, he became very emotional and affected, and he thought it was, he became full of ecstasy, and he started shedding some tears. And Devananda Pandit's disciples took him and out of the assembly and threw him out on the street like that. And Devananda Pandit did not object. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore heavily chastised him and did not accept him as a devotee, even though he was teaching Srimad Bhagavatam like that. And there's actually one verse, one line in Chaitanya Bhagavata says that Yata Guru Bhakti Shunya Tata Shishigan. He says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking, I think, like that. He says that just as Guru is bhakti shunya. Shunya means, of course, devoid. So just as a guru is devoid of devotion, tata shishigan, just like that, the disciples are devoid of devotion like that. So that is also a very important point, that association, one has to associate with the proper personalities. Similarly, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, one time he was wandering about Navadvip with Nityananda Prabhu. At that time, Advaita Acharya was performing this pastime of expounding Yoga Vashishta, the Mayavada impersonal philosophy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, let's go and visit Advaita Acharya in Shantipur. They were in Navadvip, so they had to go to Shantipur. And on the way, they stopped at one sannyasi's house like that. It was not an ordinary sannyasi. It was called a Dari sannyasi. His wife was there. And somehow or other, he fed them. They had to take some meals, so he fed them. And then he said, now how about some ananda? And he said, what is this ananda? Lord Chaitanya, he didn't know what is this ananda. And Nityananda said, because Nityananda Prabhu had traveled all over India and like that, he had some understanding. Says, this guy, he wants to give us some wine. So Lord Chaitanya said, oh, time to go. So he took the Nityananda Prabhu, and they both jumped into the Ganges, and then they floated downstream to Shantipur like that. So the point is that it's mentioned that this association, they jumped into the Ganga, but they actually, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur points out that that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu actually ate at his house, even though he was like that. But he gives the comparison that this he's a drunkard and a womanizer, but still the Lord ate at his house, but he would never associate with the Mayavadis like this. That the Mayavadis were such big offenders like that, that the Lord would never associate with them in that way. So I don't know, anybody has any other examples of bad associations from the scriptures like that? We have these examples are there. Of course, good examples are there, so many. Particularly that someone, the description of Vidura, that I think, I don't know who's speaking, that they give the glories of association with a personality like Vidura, that it says, Tulayama, a very famous verse there, again, Tulayama lavenapi na swargam na punar bhavam bhagavat sangi sangasya marjanam kimatashasya, that he gives that, he says, Tulayama means to compare. If you're comparing Tulayama lavenapi, even a moment, lavena means a very short period of time. The association of a devotee, even for a moment, can't be compared with, what is that? Tulayama lavenapi. Na swargam, na punarbhavam. Swarga with the heavenly planets, or na apunarbhavam, the liberation from this material world, can't be compared. Even a moment's association with a pure devotee can't be compared with these things. And that's also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he mentioned like that, what is that? Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoy. That even a moment's association can give, the devotee can give one all perfection. I was one time surprised when this one of our dear godbrothers, he departed, Tatpar Swami. You mentioned in class one time that birds of a feather flock together. But actually, Srila Prabhupada actually quotes that line, famous saying like that. He quotes that line in the purport in the fourth canto when Prithu Maharaj greets the four Kumaras. That Prithu Maharaj is very happy to that the four Kumaras have come to see him. Now here there's a king who's entertaining the four Kumaras like that. So this pastime, Lord Chaitanya not agreeing to meet Prataprabhu Maharaj, this is a pastime of the Lord to give us this instruction, how important association is. Of course, later we know that Lord Chaitanya did meet with this Prataprabhu. The devotees arranged for him to approach the Lord during the Rath Yatra festival in the garden, and he recited so many nice verses for him. But association is so important, and that's why Srila Prabhupada created the society, this ISKCON society, so that to give people opportunity to associate with devotees. So one has to, so we have that responsibility to become a qualified devotee like that, that when even one moment's association can give another person the benefit of this human form of life. So, okay, well, yes, I don't know.
What is the devotee's name that Lord Chaitanya asked Lord Chaitanya, what is the behavior of a devotee?
Oh, what is his name? I don't think I can remember that.
Did he say Asat Sangatiyage Vaishnav Charan?
Yes.
Which is the same thing I'm saying, right?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was Korma.
Huh?
Was that Korma the Brahmin?
I don't think so. I think that was one of the devotees from Bengal. There is some Kulina Gram Vasis, yeah, they would come every year. They would ask Lord Chaitanya, what is the qualification of a Vaishnava like that? And he would give them different answers every year, I think, like that. At least two times it's mentioned.
There seems to be, there's one other type of bad association that seems to always trick me. And how about the mind? There's
the mind.
You take association, and that's, boy, it can be your friend or your enemy.
Yes, today is Bhagavad Gita appearance day, so it's very important. We can again refer to Bhagavad Gita for that, how Krishna explains that the mind can be one's best friend or one's best or worst enemy. So the mind, of course, is very important like that. All right. Anything else? Okay.
Who is Prataparudra in Vrindavan?
Oh, Prataparudra in Vrindavan? I don't know. In Vrindavan, he's King Indrajumna Maharaj now from the, I think. That's what I, yeah, I don't know if he has a other, anybody else? No? Other thing? Yes, Kalyana Pani.
One example of a bad association was Bhishma and Drona and Karna and others who, out of financial dependence and political obligation, took the association of Duryodhana and his company.
Yes, also that came across my mind. Yeah, this is very important, that because Bhishma, he is a Mahajan. We accept him as one of the 12 Mahajans, and still he fought for Duryodhana and company. So this is the And he can't say that he was happy about it. I don't know. Maybe he had some kind of... anyway, he got to see Krishna on the battlefield, so he was, had that, of course, facility. He had the face-to-face. Otherwise, on the side of the Pandavas, they were looking in the same direction. They couldn't really see Krishna like that. But, yeah, I was thinking just one other personality, good association was Murghari. How just a moment's association with Narad Muni, it became from such a cruel personality that he would half kill animals. And he became just such a devotee that he didn't want to step on the ants when he went to greet Narad later. So, of course, and then I was thinking, what kind of association we can have. Srila Prabhupada mentioned that the association with the spiritual master is of two kinds like that, is Vani and Vahu. So he says that the Vani is more important. One can always associate with Srila Prabhupada by reading his books, hearing his tapes, the lectures and like that. And this way one can enjoy such the association of Bhagavat Sangha, that association that is so important. And of course, today we have opportunity to engage in Sankirtan chanting in the streets that Lord Chaitanya glorified so much, Param Vijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtan. All glories to the Sankirtan movement. It gives so many wonderful benedictions in that first verse of Chaitanya Shikshamrita. So one can, that is the whole secret of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada said it's like when you put an iron rod into the fire, it becomes fire. It's no longer iron, he said. I had a discussion in Vrindavan one time, but Srila Prabhupada said, you think it's iron? Touch it. It's not iron anymore, it's fire. So that's why Lord Chaitanya recommended Kirtaniya Sadahari. Okay, anything else? Hare Krishna.